Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings dear radio friend, and welcome to this day of broadcast here on the Sounds of Faith. We greet you in a name which is above every name, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being part of this day with us, and we are glad to play some good music for you. And then we'll look at another, the third stone in the bag of David as he approached Goliath, and we're looking at those five stones, what they could possibly represent figuratively for us spiritually today. And we'll look at that, another one of those, in just a little while. But right now, here's Brother Justin Morrow, and the girl's going to sing for you, "Hey, He'd Still Have Been God." Amen. I like this song. Hope you enjoy it too. Amen.
Master, carest thou not that we perish? Can't you see that we're about to die? This boat we're on is surely going under. Save us now, his disciples cried. So when the Savior rose against the tempest, knowing his disciples had no faith, just to prove that he was still the master, he spoke and the winds and seas obeyed. He'd have still been God even if he never called the storm on a raging sea. He'd have still been God even if he never called the blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never done another single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. Mary was his one and earthly mother. She understood the purpose of her son. Ever since the angel came and told her, this child is the blessed Son of God. So when she'd see the people gather round him, looking for a miracle to prove that he would be their one and great Messiah, she just smiled cause she already knew. He'd have still been God even if he never called the storm on a raging sea. He'd have still been God even if he never called the blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never done another single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. He'd have still been God even if he never calmed the storm on a raging sea. He'd have still been God even if he never caused a blinded eye to see. He'd have still been God even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never done another single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. Cause even if he never done another single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God.
Amen. Well, he would have been. Amen. He's still God. Hey, he didn't have to do a miracle to prove that he was God, but that's exactly the reason why he did them, to prove to those unbelieving Jews that he was the Messiah, and they still rejected him, still rejected him. And, boy, I tell you what, I like that song, don't you? And we're glad to be along with you today. Hope you can come by and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching, King James Bible preaching Baptist church. We'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith. Amen. We, of course, tonight we'll be having prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. And then on the Lord's Day, of course, Sunday school is at 10. Worship begins at 11. and then Sunday night at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you come. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, and the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road for you locals. Amen. Only about 2 miles from the South Carolina state line, right on the corner. And you probably passed us by this way many times going to South Carolina, I'm sure. And we're right here on the hill. Amen. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, we're going to go back a ways in the Gospel Hymn Boys archives. Amen. Amen. Every time I play this song, I want to remind you, you know, the right side fellows that you hear on the broadcast quite often, Brother Jimmy, who's a father of four, amen, and he's got boys that's, you know, already graduated high school. That's, I'm trying to give you an idea about how old Jimmy is. I don't know exactly, but he is the one singing on this song here. And if Miss Patsy Hayes is listening today, she likes this song. I don't know if she's listening or not, but if she is, this is for you, Miss Patsy. This is the hymn boy saying, hey, please don't tell my daddy that Jesus isn't real. Amen.
A little boy was playing at the neighbor's house one day. Suddenly his face was sad. Still, two men were in discussion, and Tommy heard one say, there's no God and Jesus isn't real.
Please don't tell my daddy, Jesus isn't real.
Jesus is the real.
Please don't make him like he was
please
before.
Don't make since Jesus saved my daddy,
he's good to me and sin.
He's good to me and sin.
And he don't hurt my mommy.
He don't hurt
anymore.
My mommy anymore. He used to come home drinking. Tommy went on to say, and me and sis would have to run and hide. Oh, but now we are so happy when he comes home every day, and we don't have to hear our mommy cry. The room was filled silence as tears had filled the eyes of two men shaking hands as they depart. They walked away so sadly from little Tommy's cry, his fleeting words still burning in their hearts.
Amen. Well, that song has blessed many, many hearts, not just Miss Patsy Hayes, amen, but I like it pretty good myself, too, amen. It brings back a lot of memories, amen. Well, we'd love to have you, as I mentioned earlier about the church here, and we will certainly be honored for you to be here. And but right now, let's look in our truth. Let's see what our truth for the day says here. We'll find it in the book of Matthew. Talking about the church, amen. I like what he says here in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. The word says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, be careful that you don't make light of a few believers gathered, unless you want to take the responsibility of counting the presence of God as nothing. Hey, it's not about the number, it's about Him being in the presence of it all. Amen? Amen. Great truth for the day. Amen. Remember that. Remember that when you think your church is not growing like it should, and it all happens. But you know what? Two or three gather together. Jesus promised He'd be there. Amen? Amen. Amen. Join me for a time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before You today, thanking You for this another day, another opportunity to come by means of radio again, or by internet here in America, around the world. Thank You, Father, for all that You've done and all that You're doing. And God, I praise Your name, give You glory. Lord, I'm praying, God, for our dear listening friends today. You know, those that have tuned us in, God, some are very faithful listeners. Some may be a first-time listener. I have no idea. But I thank You for each and every one of them today. And I pray that You'll touch each one, grant them the desires of the heart, hear and answer the prayer, I pray. I pray for those that are sick, or those that are struggling physically today. Oh, I pray, God, that You'll touch that body. Or those that may be a little bit anxious, a little concerned about things of life, the cares of life. And I pray that they'll be reminded, God, that You're right there in the midst of that trial with them. Now, Lord, I'm praying that You'll continue, Lord, to bless the broadcast time today and the rest of the moments that we have left here on this Wednesday. And, Lord, we are certainly looking forward to the rest of the week and anticipating You doing great, mighty things. God, it's not about us. It's not about Pastor Goodman. It's not necessarily about Faith Baptist Church. But this ministry, this outreach is about You. It's about Your gospel. It's about Your Son. It's about Your salvation. And I pray we'll be about Your business today as we minister here on the Sounds of Faith. Bless us now as we wait in Thy presence, and we'll give You the praise for everything that You do and all that You are. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you along with us, as I said before, and we're just we've been hearing a choir number each day so far this week. We're going to hear one right here from the choir. Hope you enjoy this, and says, "I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved." Amen. Amen. Wonderful singing there from our adult choir. Amen. Well, one more. Here's one from Miss Mama C, as we called her. Amen. Mama C, Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, in heaven today, but yet she singeth. Amen. For us today. And this is a great song. Amen. Hey, Pop, if you're listening today, well, think about this. Amen. Think about this. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden day break for me, for you. Oh, what a meeting there in the sky. No tears or crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Oh, what a day break that morn will be. Some golden day break, Jesus will come. Battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden day break for me, for you.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, what a great thought that's going at is to know that soon the day will be breaking for all God's children to go home. Amen. Thank you, Miss Carolyn, and all the other singers. We thank God for the good music that we've had today. And I want to go back now to the book of 1 Samuel and read a few verses here. And really, we read the climax of the story, and but we're not really talking about the actual event that took place there in that valley, as much as we are symbolically, I guess you would say, typology, looking at those five smooth stones that the Bible calls them, and looking at those things as provisions of God that helped David slay the giant Goliath. And it has been well stated, and you can read scripture and find out it is not just a fairy tale. It is true that Goliath did have brothers, four to be exact. And if you continue reading David's life, this is not the only giant he faced. He faced one that almost killed him and would have killed him, probably had not been for his nephew that came to his aid. And, you know, that lets me know that God, you know, God didn't always work in the supernatural. This was supernatural here, what we're talking about today. But sometimes he'll use other people to come to our aid, and that's another message for another time. But notice in the scripture here, we'll pick it up in the middle of the story, as we did yesterday in verse number 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Hey, he didn't run away like a lot of people do today. He didn't run from the fight. You know, really and truly, this wasn't even his giant. It really wasn't even his fight. This was Israel's giant. Now, the one that you'll, Eshbinab, the one that he'll fight later on in his life, it was his life. It was his giant. And but this one didn't really, this fight wasn't even his fight, but he ran towards the battle. I tell you, there's a lesson right there, friend. There's a lesson right there. We ought to hasten to the battle. Don't be afraid. When we come in the name of God, God's going to take care of us. And notice as we continue to read on in verse number 49. And David put his hand in his back. I can see this. Close your eyes a minute and think about what we just read. David's running towards the battle. He's running towards Goliath. And as he's running, he's putting his hand in his bag. Oh, I see it. And he's loading that slingshot, that sling. And notice what he says, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Now, it wasn't just a clean, clear shot. It was a powerful shot. It was a throw. I think God, in his miraculous power, gave that stone some velocity, and I believe it had unction. I think it had the power of God behind it. I really do. Sunk into his forehead, and the giant fell. But notice in verse 15, David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. And there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it and from the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Let's look at that stone number three today. We've seen the stone of a clear-cut relationship with God, the stone of a clear-cut break with sin. Those are necessary if you're going to have victory over the giant in your path, in your life. But what about the stone of the right-of-way? The right-of-way for the Spirit of God. Giving God the Holy Ghost every room of our life, every place in our heart, every position in our body, allowing the Spirit of God to have full reign in our life. You know, God alone, you can read this story, and I know sometimes, I was just talking to a guy today. He was talking about Abraham, how God didn't just put the good things about people in the Bible. He put their failures as well. And, Abraham, the friend of God, but yet he lied and on more than one occasion. And, God does that. God's done that in his Bible. But you know what? God alone makes people strong in the right way. Listen, you can't convince me. I mean, hey, I'm sure David had been practicing on that sling. I'm sure he'd been pretty good, and, I'm sure he was pretty accurate. But I can see the hand of God right there. I believe God, not only was David on the scene, and the giant was on the scene, hey, but God, the Holy Ghost, I believe God was on the scene. I really do. And it is him. It is God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is throughout the Bible. Now, in the New Testament, we know that it is the filling of the Spirit. We are the indwelling of the Spirit is a better word. The indwelling of the Spirit. He lives inside of the believer now. Okay? But now in the Old Testament, it was a different administration. Same Spirit. just a different administration, different kind of ministry. He would come on people, and they could do great things. Samson, for example, when the Spirit of God was on Samson, he could pick up the gates and carry them all. But when the Spirit was, when he was not submitted to the Spirit, he couldn't even pick the right girlfriend. Are you listening to me? So the ministry was different, but the Spirit of God has always been. And the Spirit of God, I believe with all my heart, directed that stone and hit the one place. I can see those big gladiators. I've seen those gladiator movies, those big gladiator warriors, and how that helmet would come down and it would cover the eyes and it would come down over the sides of the mouth, and it was steel and brass and all those metals, and I can see that maybe Goliath had that on. And the one spot that that stone could be effective, God put that stone right where it needed to be. I tell you what, you come here too late to convince me otherwise. But listen, that stone number three, the right of way for the Holy Spirit. God alone makes men, makes women, makes people strong in the right way. Oh, listen, without the Spirit of God, there is no wholeness. The Spirit of God makes us whole. Oh, the Spirit of God gives us a clean heart. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, brings harmonious living to our lives. Oh, friend, listen to me today. Every aspect, every member of the Godhead had ample part in our existence and in our salvation and in our service, in our strength, and in our fights that we fight each and every day. Oh, God the Father planned it all. The Son of God purchased it all. And praise God, I believe the Holy Spirit of God in us performs it all. And boy, I tell you, hey, ride the coattail. And I don't mean to be irreverent or be disrespectful. Oh, listen, live in the power of the Spirit of God. Pray in the Spirit of God. Worship in the Spirit of God. We don't worship the Spirit of God. We worship in the Spirit of God, in spirit and in truth. But live your life, fight your battles, with the Spirit of God empowering you. Or more or less, hey, praise God, I'm just going to let him fight it for me, praise God. I'm just going to let the Spirit fight for me. Let God fight for me. Let the Lord fight for me. Praise his name. Well, we've got two more days and two more stones. We'll look at those in one particular day each day. And stay with us. Come back with us tomorrow, and let's keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.